Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Invasive plants are on a tear. With increasing global trade and travel, non-native species are showing up in new ecosystems all the time. They may look like they're rooted in place, but they have ways of traveling, as stowaways on ocean-going containers, picked up at garden stores, or even just when the breeze kicks up, scattering their seeds to the four winds. And that's what's happened here.
Heavily invaded place.
Jacob Barney, an associate professor of environmental science at Virginia Tech, led the two-year study.
Just about everything you can see here is not supposed to be here.
We're walking on a lovely trail in Blacksburg's Heritage Park on a beautiful late summer day. The place is just bursting with flora, but not a lot of fauna.
Well, it's an abandoned farm. It's been minimally managed, but heavily disturbed. And invasive species are disturbance-adapted species, so they love places that are torn up, walked on, any sort of disturbance they thrive in.
Some of the invaders are just gorgeous, but it's more like pretty poison for the existing ecosystems.
You can see right here by the side of the trail, this is spotted knapweed.
Vasily Lakabo, a grad student who worked on the study, says it's native to Eastern Europe.
It's got these sort of light magenta flowers, a whole lot of kind of small leaves, and you can see it's branching a lot.
And all that branching means lots of scaffold for spider webs.
And it's been found that there's a really interesting effect, that you get more of these web-weaving spiders on the spotted knapweed, and then in turn, those spiders catch a lot of insects that otherwise would be suppressing the population of the knapweed.
And that's how invasives literally remake the landscape, over time creating an ecosystem more favorable to them. Take the Multiflora rosa from East Asia, prized for its dense growth that acts as a living fence. At first, it also seemed perfect for birds to nest. But even though its berries may look delicious to native birds, they're not nutritious.
So it's like the birds getting a candy bar versus getting something more substantial, something with more protein in it, some more fat in it.
And that hurts their ability to migrate or survive the winter, slowly culling the native species. A new report by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology has found that North America lost 3 billion birds in the last 50 years. Now, Jacob Barney points out that only a tiny percentage of non-native plants become invasives, but the ones that do play an outsized role in reducing native animal populations.
And what we also found is that over time, there's sort of a compounding effect. So the longer an invasive plant is in the ecosystem, there's fewer and fewer animals in that ecosystem. So we could look at the place we're standing in now, count the number of animals, and in 30 or 40 years, there's likely to be even fewer here.
Ecosystems are incredibly interconnected, and with increasing mobility by people and plants, they need to be actively protected.
So now that we know that invasive plants are reducing only native animal abundance, this is sort of ammo to further activate people for conservation efforts. And, you know, one of the really tricky things about invasive species is once they're established, they're here forever. So really getting at them early is your only real chance of minimizing or eliminating an invasion.
This first ever comprehensive meta-analytic review of the impacts of invasive plants on indigenous animals is published in the journal Global Change Biology. I'm Robbie Harris.